Evening. My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this ninth day of June 2018. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we the people understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found either on my primary website, anticorruptionsociety.com, or my secondary site, parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net. There is also an IDH program links page on the Anti-Corruption Society website, where you can locate links to many of the topics we discuss on the show. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of my homepage. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab. So many new ideas and strategies have been added, it is recommended that you make sure you have the most recent edition. And right now, we still have edition 9, working on edition 10, and I will make the announcement when the 10th edition is completed. This guide contains valuable tools for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate commercial government. Well, tonight, I'd like to talk about sovereign citizens. And it's going to be a little different than other people. In fact, it's going to be a lot different than other people. Because I'd like to share with the listeners what the American Bar Association has been told about the sovereign citizen movement. I found an article. It's entitled, Paper Terrorists, Sovereign Citizens Plaster Courts with Bogus Legal Filings and Some Turn to Violence. This article was published in the ABAjournal.com in May 2014, and it was written by Bar Attorney Lorelei Laird. I was absolutely stupefied with the spin that Lorelei put on this whole topic. And as you notice, when I introduced the show tonight, I call this a legal accountability movement. And they don't want anyone to know that that's what it really is. They don't want the bar attorneys to know that that's what we really are. They don't want the FBI to know that that's what we really are. But the reason I never use the term sovereign citizen is exactly because they have given that label to all law enforcement, to attorneys, to judges, and it's a misuse, it's a misnomer. Obviously, you can't be a sovereign and a citizen. you're either one or the other. And they have actually made it a crime. Some aspects of it are considered criminal. The FBI has been warned, and I have talked about that on a previous show. They put out an alert to the FBI. The people who have strange driver's license plate on their car, on their vehicles, could be dangerous because these are sovereign citizens. So I never use the term. I don't like it. It doesn't make sense anyway. I don't even call myself a sovereign. All I call myself is alive, a living flesh and blood woman. And I think that that is really can't possibly be criminalized. So let me read you some excerpts from this, because it's interesting how when they write this stuff, and I've read several versions of the anti-government movement, and there was another one I read, and I think they were all put out by the Anti-Defamation League, which, I might add, was started in the early 1900s, about the same time as the Federal Reserve Act was passed. At the time, the primary bankers involved in the Federal Reserve, and probably still today, are Jewish. So they wanted to make sure that nobody noticed that, that this international banking cartel is primarily Jewish. So they started this campaign by the Anti-Defamation League to attack anyone who is putting together the part of the puzzle, which is the Jewish component of the international banking cartel. And incidentally, for those who haven't read some of the things we've put up and haven't read Melvin Stamper's wonderful book, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree, the American Bar Association is an arm of the London Bar Guild. And guess who started the London Bar Guild? Rothschild. So the puzzles all fit. But here is what is in this article, some important excerpts, and it shows how misled bar attorneys are and how it is very unlikely we're ever going to reach a bar attorney and how it is very unlikely that they're going to serve your best interest, okay? They don't even understand the legal system themselves. All they know is process. They know what to file where, what paperwork to use, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, the article again is titled Paper Terrorists, Sovereign Citizens Plaster Courts with Bogus Legal Filings, and Some Turn to Violence. Well, the author starts out with three stories, you know, giving examples of who these sovereign citizens might be and what they've done. But each story, I had looked at each story, and I can tell you, it's partially true. It is a distortion of whatever occurred in these three incidents. So I'm not going to waste time reading the garbage that they put. But they use these as solid examples of the sovereign citizen movement. And most bar attorneys, like doctors, look at the American Medical Association Journal and they think that's the word. And the same thing is true of attorneys. So in the first section, the author says, what all of these cases have in common is that they are part of a movement of, quote, sovereign citizens, unquote, according to law enforcement officials. Sovereigns, also called free men on the land or organic citizens, believe that an illegitimate usurper federal government has taken over and that they don't have to pay taxes, pull over their cars for police, or obey any other laws they don't like. These beliefs may sound silly, but sovereigns can be difficult to laugh off. For one thing, even though they don't believe they're subject to laws, they use laws as weapons. The FBI has called sovereigns, quote, paper terrorists, unquote, because they so often fight perceived enemies, generally public employees, by filing false liens, false tax statements, or spurious lawsuits. These can hurt the victim's credit, stymie attempts to sell or refinance property, and take years and thousands in legal fees to correct. Pseudo-legal barrage. The trouble doesn't stop there. When involved in any legal matter, from pet licensing to serious criminal charges, sovereigns are known for filing legal-sounding gibberish, usually pro se, learned from another sovereign who sells lessons in law online. Frequently, they cite the Uniform Commercial Code, maritime law, and the Bible. Okay. Taking a break, I want to insert this, and I'll post this on my website. For those, they mention, frequently they cite the Uniform Commercial Code. Huh, I wonder why. I'm going to read you what Uniform Commercial Code Article 1 General Provisions says. UCC 1-103, construction of Uniform Commercial Code to promote its purposes and policies, applicability of supplemental principles of law. A. The Uniform Commercial Code must be liberally construed and applied to promote its underlying purposes and policies, which are, number one, to simplify, clarify, and modernize the law governing commercial transactions. Two, to permit the continued expansion of commercial practices through custom, usage, and agreement of the parties. And three, to make uniform the law among these various jurisdictions. B, unless displaced by the particular provisions of the Uniform Commercial Code, the principles of law and equity, including the law merchant, and the law relative to capacity to contract, principal and agent, estoppel, fraud, misrepresentation, duress, coercion, mistake, bankruptcy, and other validating or invalidating cause supplements its provisions. Now, for them to attack sovereign citizens for citing the Uniform Commercial Code is absolutely ludicrous. I can't imagine that attorneys can't see that problem. But again, the attorneys still harbor this fantasy that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is in place and that commerce is over here and it's something completely different. Even though the number one provision says to promote the continued expansion of commercial practices. And that's what they've been doing for decades. I think it was in the early 50s when they just kind of did a flip over in Ohio. I think it was 1953. And they brought the UCC in. So it's interesting that they're claiming that sovereign citizens cite the Uniform Commercial Code. Ah, yes, of course we do, because that is what's going on in our courtroom. Okay, back to the article. They're also known for the sheer volume of their filings, which can double the size of a normal docket. This can frustrate and delay courts as they consider the defendant's competence and otherwise try to minimize disruption. With many court systems fighting heavy caseloads and budget cuts, these extra headaches are unwelcome. And you will notice if you have a copy of Lawfully Yours, we don't do that. We don't give them mountains of information, which in my opinion, the reason we don't is you're more likely, the more information you're likely to put in your paperwork that you submit, the more likely they are to find at least one or two things that might be in conflict, and they can throw the whole thing out. So the simpler, the better. Okay, going on. Some sovereigns hold trials in their own common law courts, convicting public officials in absentia and sentencing them to death for treason. This can be seen as an indirect threat against those convicted. I have never heard of that being done. Now, if any of the callers, when we take calls in the second hour, if you have heard of that being done, let me know. To me, that whole sentence was a fabrication. Sovereign citizens are not considered to be an organized group, according to Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Okay, I'm going to stop there and say something about the Southern Poverty Law Center. For those who don't know this, the SPLC is a self-anointed organization presuming the expertise to determine what constitutes a, quote, hate group, unquote. Their list is ever expanding and includes most patriot organizations, including the Oath Keepers. The SPLC also attacks anyone who questions the official Holocaust narrative. So what does that tell you about the SPLC? What can I say? Most people are already recognized that the SPLC, they bring them out when they want to discredit somebody. And the group is just inane. They're nonsense. According to Mark of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks extremist groups, their difficulty to count because they lack a leader or a unified ideology. The SPLC roughly estimated that there were 300,000 sovereigns in the U.S. in 2011, with about a third or 100,000 as hardcore believers, Potek says. He suspects the percentage of hardcore believers has since increased. Quote, there is still a fair amount of anecdotal evidence suggesting it is spreading, Potek says. It is the single most widespread idea from the radical right, unquote. I have no idea where he gets from the radical right. See, again, they're spinning the whole thing. They're creating a political movement, calling it the sovereign citizen movement. And they're defining for lawyers, inaccurately defining for lawyers, what it's all about. According to the SPLC, sovereigns generally believe the legitimate U.S. government has been overthrown and replaced, perhaps during the Civil War or in 1933, when the gold standard for currency was abandoned. Because the country was then broke, the story goes, its leaders set up treasury accounts in the name of each baby born in the United States, permitting the government to borrow against that person's future labor. Each account is supposedly organized as a trust or a corporation. Now, that statement is truth. But the way it's spun in this article, it discredits those who point that fact out. So that if you have a conversation with a lawyer and you point out what happened either during the Civil War in 1933 or what happened when the gold was confiscated in 33. He's just going to automatically knee-jerk respond by saying, oh my God, this is a sovereign citizen. This is psychological warfare, and most listeners to RBN are completely aware that psychological warfare has been used against the American people for decades, if not centuries. So to combat that ridiculous statement that he made, that I mean Lorelei made in this, in this article, I'm going to read you a quote from Representative Traficant's submission into the Congressional Record. And when we come back, stay tuned.
Thank you. Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Tonight we're talking about what the American Bar Association has been told about the sovereign citizen movement. And we're reviewing an article written by attorney Lorelei Laird in 2014. Okay, we left off. We're going to quote from Representative Traficant's submission into the Congressional Record, March 17th, 1993. And if you go to look for it online, there may be confusion because they have attempted to change the online version. But if you purchase his book, America's Last Minutemen, you will find what I'm about to read. And sadly, he is no longer with us, but he was in Congress for many, many, many years. And he knows more about Congress than the American Bar Association, for sure. Okay, this is what he said. It is an established fact that the United States federal government has been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act, March 9, 1933, 48 Stat 1, Public Law 89719. Declared by President Roosevelt, being bankrupt and insolvent, HJR, which is House Joint Resolution 192, 93rd Congress Session, June 5, 1933, Joint Resolution to suspend the gold standard and abrogate the gold clause dissolved the sovereign authority of the United States and the official capacities of all United States government offices, officers, and departments, and is further evidence that the United States federal government exists today in name only. The receiver of the United States bankruptcy are the international bankers via the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. All United States offices, officials, and departments are now operating within a de facto status in name only under emergency war powers. Prior to 1913, most Americans owned clear allodial title to property, free and clear of any liens or mortgages. Until the Federal Reserve Act, 1913, hypothecated all property within the federal United States to the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, in which the trustees held legal title. The United States citizen, parentheses, tenant or franchisees, was registered as a beneficiary of the trust via his or her birth certificate. In 1933, the federal United States hypothecated all of the present and future properties, assets, and labor of their subjects, the 14th Amendment U.S. citizen, to the Federal Reserve System. So if you look in the congressional record or if you read his book, you will see that that concept that something happened at the Civil War, which was the 14th Amendment, and in 1933, the fact that sovereign citizens believed that the legitimate government was overthrown is not nonsense, okay? Simply not nonsense. Okay, going back to Lorelei Laird's article. If you can legally separate the straw man account from your person, sovereigns believe, you can use the money for your own purposes, and put yourself outside the reach of the law. This, quote, redemption, unquote, is generally accomplished by filing documents full of nonsense legalese, often based on packages or lessons sold online. In Lawfully Yours, we don't promote the redemption process. I heard that some people have succeeded, and I'm also aware that many have gone to jail. So, unless you're willing to take that kind of risk, we don't encourage that. And I don't teach it. I know Winston Shrout teaches it, and there are probably others. But in my opinion, it's risky, and it's not worth it. Okay, back to our article. Sovereigns sometimes say they are subject only to God's law or to common law, meaning the U.S. legal system as they believe it existed before the conspiracy. They may declare themselves independent nations, join fictional American Indian tribes, or attempt to create a replacement government within the sovereign community. Sovereigns believe official government documents, names in all cap letters, refer to the straw man, which is why so many deny that they are the person named in court documents. Okay, stay tuned. We're going to break. We'll be back in about 5 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, continuing on with this article, the straw man theory also underlines sovereigns' reliance on the Uniform Commercial Code, since they see most legal matters as financial transactions. Government employees are in on the scam, they say, which is why they don't accept sovereign argument and documents. The SPLC, back to those guys, says early sovereigns were generally white people with racist belief, for example, contending that Jews controlled the financial world. Isn't that interesting? Let me see. Who set the price of gold for the gold standard in London every week? Let me see. Who was that? For a very long time, that was a Rothschild. There's no question the Rothschilds, who also founded Israel, are Jewish, the wealthiest family on the planet. And so he brings that out. Now, he doesn't say that this Lorelei, she doesn't say that it's not true. Notice, she's not saying that these things are not true. She's just saying that sovereign citizens believe this to be true, when in fact, these beliefs are true. Okay, grassroots networking. Part of the reason the ideology has spread is the availability of the internet, McNabb says. McNabb is a bar attorney. Reports say sovereign ideas are also spread in prisons. Once involved, the SPLC says new sovereigns are part of a large subculture with an active online community. They frequently learn more sovereign ideas and the sham legalese they use in court from websites or hotel seminars selling how-to kits for profit. These are also popular ways for sovereigns to sell bogus methods for fighting taxes, debt, or foreclosures. The people peddling these ideas are sometimes prosecuted for fraud or tax evasion. And as most of us are aware who've been paying attention, Winston Trout did indeed go to jail. I think he might be out now. But a lot of these people stay focused on taxes and tax evasion and tax fraud, et cetera, et cetera. In lawful years, we don't go into that. It is very risky. I don't tell people not to look into it, but gosh, an awful lot of people have gone to jail. But Potok says probably the most important driving factor of this particular ideology has been the economy. He notes that the number of sovereigns has risen dramatically since 2008 when the economy started faltering. In addition to being used to fight foreclosures, sovereign ideas have been used to attempt to steal title to foreclosed properties. With widespread foreclosures and job losses, it's not hard to see the appeal of an ideology that, as Potek says, promises you something for nothing. So here's another lie. What happened in 2008 was not an unplanned happening. The subprime mortgage crisis was indeed planned, and they even have a memo. Gred Palace located a memo where the Federal Reserve of New York was planning this, saying that we're going to sell these things and force them to buy them on the international market. So the crashing of the economy in 2008 and all of the fraudulent foreclosures, and yes, many were fraudulent, were part of a plan. And the sovereign movement was well established before then. Although it's true that there are many people in the movement who got busy trying to save their property, save their houses, and fight these fraudulent foreclosures. Okay, nevertheless, sovereign ideas can create real problems for the legal system. Aw. For one thing, even when sovereigns are genuinely trying to participate in a case, they're often disruptive, because they believe their own legal system is the only legitimate one. And because they frequently resent authorities they feel are not legitimate, they have trouble cooperating with even the most basics of requirements. Let me see, what are they talking about? Oh, are you John Doe when you're in the courtroom and you say yes? Well, he's looking at your all caps person. Yeah. We have trouble with the most basic requirements, no question. Pro se persistence, another form of disruption, is the tendency among sovereigns to represent themselves, even when a public defender is available. Though the movement is full of legal gurus selling false ideas about the law for profit, there are few or no licensed attorneys in it. And because sovereigns believe that the government and its laws are illegitimate, they don't value the help of an attorney, okay? People, the attorneys work for the court, and they aren't licensed. All they have is bar cards. So going on, let's see, fraudulent liens are one area where the law often permits sovereigns to succeed. That is because Are you ready for this? The Uniform Commercial Code does not permit clerks to reject filings that are clearly bogus. Guided by online kits, sovereigns in many states are free to claim falsely that law enforcement officers, judges, or others who upset them owe them millions of dollars. According to a 2013 report from the National Association of Secretaries of State, bogus UCC filings have risen dramatically in the past few years, driven by a rise in people identified as sovereign citizens. Nor is there a requirement to notify the victim of the false lien. Until fairly recently, the only real remedy was to go to court, with all of the attendant costs and delays. The NASS report says victims can file other statements to dispute the debt, but they can be missed in a creditor's electronic records search. That's why states have begun passing laws to fight false liens. According to the NASS report, at least 17 states permit offices either to refuse to accept bogus filings or expunge them from the record after filing. At least 7 states have a system for expedited judicial relief. At least 14 allow penalties in civil lawsuit. And at least 10 make filing a false lien a crime. Many of these laws were passed within the last 7 years. On the federal level, the Court Security Improvement Act of 2007 made it illegal to file a false lien as a retaliation against a federal employee. I don't think most people are aware of that. At least I wasn't until I read this article. So it is risky when you're out there filing these liens. And I know there are a lot of people who think they're a good idea. And that's the only way to stop this insanity is to make them pay for it. But again, they decide what is a false lien. Who is the determinator of what is a false lien? It is not you. It is not I. It is the court. So, and sometimes sovereigns file false tax forms against people who have upset them. This generally means filing a false form 1099, which says they have paid the victim a large amount of non-wage money. When the IRS receives these, it expects the victim to pay taxes on that money. And when the return doesn't match, it can trigger an investigation. A less common but very important concern is violence from sovereigns, particularly targeting law enforcement. In 2012, an Anti-Defamation League report, remember we talked about them, counts 7 armed confrontations between sovereigns and law enforcement since 2010. It also notes threats or violence against judges, elected officials, or even sovereigns' own families. So now they're telling the bar attorney that anyone who could be labeled a sovereign could be violent. And this is so typical. When they're taking down a country and the population is pushing back, to describe to law enforcement any pushback done by the population as a threat of violence to law enforcement, this has been done in the takedown of countries for many, 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 many years. And you can see more information about how that happened in Guatemala in that wonderful documentary, I believe it's called Human Resources. And it explains how the CIA did an operation in Guatemala and turned the police force against the population. So they've done this many times. Well, I was listening to, and that's all I want to read from that article. I was listening tonight to an interview that Clint Richardson did. I guess the program is Crow 777. Crow 777, I think, is what they called it. And he was on there talking about the straw man. Clint has written a book, which I have not read, 700-some pages, about the history of the straw man, about the history of the legal system. etc. And he also was the one who did the wonderful documentary called Corporation Nation. And he had a lot of good points in that. He just did not seem to understand. He said that we have one status. Either we are the straw man or we're not. But he didn't really seem to understand how we're getting trapped in these contracts. And we are actually volunteering because we don't know that that's what it is. And we talk about this on the show all the time. This is why we have the notice of condition precedent on anticorruptionsociety.com. It's one of the tabs at the top. So you can learn how to post a notice to the world on the web, defining your legal character as being flesh and blood living. And it seems like few people understand that notices are integral in the UCC world, and presumptions are part of the UCC world, and it's functioning under presumptions. The presumption is you volunteered. The presumption is you agreed to wear that hat. The presumption is you agreed to step into that courtroom and represent that legal fiction person. And if you don't have a way to rebut the presumption, then it stands. We talk about it all the time. I'm not sure that Clint Richardson has looked at it quite that way. And what is so interesting to me is he knows it's all corporations. So he must also understand that corporations are legal fictions. I heard him talk about that. He really does get that, that in their world of commerce, it's all about fiction. Corporation is a legal fiction. A person is a legal fiction. Children, guardian, parent, those are all legal fictions. They are terms that describe what, not who. They describe the form, not the substance. And I did listen to him talk about the distinction between substance and form, which I was pleased to hear. I didn't hear his solution, and I could probably go back and try to locate that. And maybe I should just have him on the show. He'd probably come on. As you listeners know, he had a program on RBM for, I think, several years, daily program. And he shared an awful lot of information about the legal system. But it seems like he's got a good handle on the history, on what this legal system is, on natural law, which is the law of God, right? If you believe God created nature, and if he didn't, who did, right? But natural law, which is God's law. I mean, he did a beautiful job of explaining that. And then you have man's law, which is commercial law, which is all about fiction, all about fiction. And, well, they put us into this basket of fiction. They do it by calling us a person. So it's interesting to me to hear what the bar attorneys are being told. And it certainly explains to me why they fight us when we try to tell them it's all UCC, it's all presumption. They fight us. They won't talk about it. When you try to explain to them that the emergency powers was implemented in 1933 and is still in place, as Traficant pointed out, as Senate Report 93549, absolutely documents. There's no question. If you haven't read Senate Report 93549, go to my website, anticorruptionsociety.com, click on the source documents page and scroll down and take a read, and you will see what a thorough job that church committee did in investigating the termination of the national emergency. I mean, they looked at all these statutes, and they had constitutional experts looking at these things. So, I mean, there's no debating it. I mean, they listed the people who were involved in that report, in that investigation. There's just no debating that this country is under a permanent state of national emergency, there's no debating that the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, okay, was included in the Banking Act of 1933, whereby United States citizens were given the classification of enemy. And I've done shows on that. This is why the enemy has to be registered, have his property registered, has to have a license and or a certification. The reason we have to go through all of that is because we are considered the enemy doing business in this federal corporation. So in my opinion, the tracking gets more rigid. The net gets tighter. I'm going to tell you an experience I had, and I am very skeptical because I've watched this thing roll out. If you know what they're doing, the Real ID Act, if you understand that, you'll see signs and evidence of it yourself as well. And I'll talk about that when we come back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction. discussions that they were having about the straw man, there was another one they had on. It was interesting, and what's so amazing to me is how many different takes on this one topic there are. It's just amazing to me, because when I kind of start to think, well, we should all agree on this, but yet we don't. And I'm still puzzled by that. I think it would be wonderful if all the people who are in this legal accountability movement would at least read Melvin Stamper's Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. I mean, if we'd all read one basic 101 textbook, perhaps we could come together and you'd start to hear us making sense and talking more like we're promoting the same kind of solutions. As people know on this program, I have promoted and continue to promote the notice of condition precedent, okay? Because we're under a state of emergency, and under the state of emergency, ongoing since 1933, the law of contracts, also known as the Uniform Commercial Code, was adopted in every state and is today practiced in every courtroom across America, thanks to the American Bar Association attorneys. The American people did not vote on this change. In fact, they have never even been officially told that it took place. Again, thanks to the American Bar Association. The Uniform Commercial Code contains a nasty provision called the presumption, whereby it is presumed that you understand and consent to all of the terms and conditions of any contract, agreement, or application you sign, either with private parties like hospitals, car dealerships, and banks, or with government entities like Social Security, the U.S. military, and the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. This presumption of informed consent is applied even when the terms and conditions are vague and admittedly not revealed in the contract or agreement. All of our laws, also known as statutes or regulations, are written for legal fiction persons, not for living flesh and blood men and women. To better understand this legal deception and how to protect yourself from it, go to anticorruptionsociety.com and click on the Notice the Condition Precedent page. Once you familiarize yourself with the concept, for a $25 donation to RBN, you can declare your legal status as a living man or woman, remove the presumption that you volunteered to be a tax code slave citizen of the United States, federal corporation, and reclaim parental authority over your underage children. This strategy for asserting your rights represents very little risk, as you and only you will decide when you wish to implement your personalized notice, which you will receive in the mail approximately 30 days after it is posted on the Notice of Condition Precedent website. So our concept of what it means to have a straw man is on that page, Notice of Condition Precedent, and there is a booklet at the top called Are You Legally Alive or Dead? And that is our take on what it means to have a straw man. And we'll be back and we'll be taking callers.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.